T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah, we're right back to it. Good morning to you.
102 Jams.
Six minutes after 6 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, March the 17th, the entire 3 Live crew is back together. Good morning, B-Rock.
Morning.
We missed you yesterday.
Y'all did.
Definitely missed you.
That's what's up.
Big Dranky is in the building.
When it was Zulu.
Baby.
I'm almost positive that means nothing.
It does. It does mean something.
That means
it
does. Nothing.
And I'm looking it up this morning because they say it on Shaka Zulu the whole time. And I like, well, that's... That was it, in course.
What? Nah, hey, yeah, he did.
That's not what you said.
The first time?
That's
no. That's a different one.
Oh, this dude is up here clearly making up words.
They both mean stuff, though?
They mean stuff.
No,
they
mean, Roxy.
It says Shaka Zulu, so Adobe, so they was just saying, fake African words in Shaka Zulu. No, they was not.
Shaka Zulu is a movie?
Wait
see?
A minute.
Now, that threw you off right there. Now you can see.
Wait a minute.
We're not that far removed from
is
Black History Month.
We
she
not
said,
that
is it a song?
What?
Country.
Do you Rob, know, so you don't know who Shaka Zulu is?
Right there. You don't know who Shaka
Zulu is? Dang. She ain't that silly.
She can't.
7 minutes after 6 o'clock, man. 3 Live right here on your radio. And today.
Nation in Africa.
Believe it or not.
Tell us, Shaka.
It's St. Patty's Day. And there will be no celebrating.
I'm about to say, we ain't doing that.
You saw they got quiet when he said that? Ain't nobody congregating and drinking with nobody.
Ain't nobody doing nothing.
Y'all better FaceTime each other.
Yeah.
FaceTime drink party.
Dang, man.
Y'all better.
The effects of the coronavirus, man. No St. Patty's Day celebrations. I guess you can still wear your green. Y'all got green on. Roxy got a little bit of green on in her.
Just happened by chance. Come get pinched. Come get pinched.
My tat.
Come get pinched.
No. That is. The crown is green. Look at it.
Come get pinched.
Pinch him, Rock.
Come. The crown is green.
Get over here and get pinched.
Look at the crown. It's green.
He put his whole forearm in her face.
I don't see it. Come get pinched.
The crown is...
And he almost cursed. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, it is TV Tuesday.
Do you want your pinch now, or do you want your pinch later?
On the state of North Carolina, my arm is green. It's the crown of Charlotte. The logo is green.
Do you want the pinch now or later?
No!
That's not... It was like that, Rock. Remember what I called you yesterday? It was just like that, Rock. 8 minutes after 6,
oh,
y'all.
You talking about when they... Oh.
I put my name on it. Flip with that smoke on that ganja. I
woke up a couple million on my...
It's 6:15. Some people say quarter after 6. And yes, sports is on a super hiatus. But the NFL says, nah, we still going to get these moves off. Now, you know they already gave Ryan Tannehill big money down there in Tennessee, which means Tom Brady probably will not be going to the Tennessee Titans. A lot of people speculating Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Very interesting. I'm thinking he's just going to stay a Patriot.
Where does that leave Mariota? Is he going to be a backup?
Mariota's gone. He's a backup now in Vegas with the Raiders.
With the
Raiders.
He
just got picked up with the Raiders.
Okay.
Yeah, so Marcus Mariota is gone. Your corner, James Bradbury for your Panthers.
Yeah.
Gone to the Giants.
Yeah.
That hurts your secondary a lot. Absolutely.
It was already hurt, wasn't it?
Was already hurt, but
secondary,
you don't want to give up good pieces.
Wasn't too hurt. It was, you know, we lost Luke.
Yeah.
So that was hurt, but now defense as a whole hurt.
Dallas Cowboys put the franchise tag on Dak Prescott and then gave Amari Cooper the big bucks 5 years, $100 million. I'm loving what we're doing over there. Still got time to get a good contract for Dak Prescott.
Cowboys fans.
They're just going through these long negotiations. I'm sure that Dak is not happy with just getting a franchise tag, but I do believe that they do still have time to get him the contract that he is wanting. I'm going to tell you who's ready to get up out of town, though. That Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson is ready to go. I cannot believe.
For real?
Yeah.
They gave DeAndre Hopkins to the Cardinals.
What was that about?
For nothing. I mean, they got David Johnson and a second-round draft pick. Are you serious? For DeAndre Hopkins, all that did was add 3 more years on Larry Fitzgerald's career in the Arizona Cardinals. Because now,
It takes all the heat off of him.
Oh, man, and Kyler Murray has a huge, huge weapon. Stephon Diggs leaves from the Minnesota Vikings, goes to the Buffalo Bills, makes them super nice now. They got Cole Beasley underneath. Yeah. They got John Brown on the outside and the inside. Now Stephon Diggs. I'm telling you, the Buffalo Bills are trying to do something in the AFC East.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah. All my WrestleMania fans. WrestleMania has not been canceled, but it will be at the WWE's Performance Center on April the 5th, and it will be closed to the public.
No fans.
No fans there. They've been doing the SmackDowns and the Raw with no fans.
How does that work? Wrestling is one of those sports you need fans.
You need the fans.
They still turn and look out there at nobody and be like,
Yeah. Point at the TV, I guess. 17 minutes after 6 o'clock, y'all. Pop Smoke. Woo!
Have y'all seen OT Genesis' baby?
No.
Him and Malika, they had their baby on the 15th, and OT Genesis posted a picture of that baby. He could not deny that child if he wanted to. Look at that boy.
I just saw the picture. It looked just like
him. It looked just like him.
Of course,
the
screen will go black.
It did
the
go
OT
black.
Face right there.
Look at the OT nose.
That's OT.
That baby probably know how to crip walk. Dang, look at that nose, man.
That's OT.
God, whole Liz. Face on that baby.
Ain't no denying.
Nah.
That's the aging out.
Losing control now. Fighting the truth.
6 hours our time. 3.5 hours their time. San Francisco set the bar at midnight.
What'd they do?
24-hour lockdown.
What's up?
You only leave the house to go to the doctor or to the grocery store.
How do they know who's leaving their house for what?
But that's all
when
you need to go.
When officer pull you over and
ask
all
I got to do is lie.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd be like, okay, I'm going to escort you to the grocery store.
Facts.
And then you get there, you know your debit card is on the
Your debit card only got $3.32 on it.
Boy, you going to get something. You going to get you some debit cakes.
You want some jewelry now. Out in public. Y'all, Roxy in here, huh? And it's driving us crazy at this point. I wasn't going to say nothing about it, but at this point, I'm just got to be honest with y'all. Roxy is in here high as hell. It's really ridiculous. Her eyes are all low. She's sitting there touching herself, her shoulders and her elbows and stuff, and hugging herself. She can't sit still. She keeps fidgeting.
Don't do sister.
Look at her, bro. Look. She ain't sat down since she got here.
But okay, be fair now.
Hi.
Okay, now you got to be fair. She going through right now. So
thank
she,
you.
Okay.
Look, listen.
Thank you.
Listen.
Tell my you do t- listen, thank y'all. You. Tell listen. This whole story.
Yeah.
Tell the whole
now,
story.
Do that.
Tell the whole story.
Do it.
No, cuz then you tell me, "Oh, let me tell all my business." I'm telling the
Well,
the
you're
part
telling that, business right
no,
now.
I'm telling the part that
tell
affects the show.
Tell all the business.
I'm telling the Roxy and due to all of the health stuff going on, Roxy was at the hospital and now she's high.
Now people going to think I got the Rona.
Geico presents quick ways to change your life.
Incredible deals on all RVs only at Campers Inn RV.
This fool just said, "Have y'all just ever felt nothing in your body?" This month.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. Don't you sit over there and lie. Now she's sitting over there talking about something. Just sit like this in your chair and just feel.
Don't you?
I feel like I should defend myself.
What did I tell you?
Just tell her to stop talking.
Just sit back.
Anytime she come up like that, go, "Sug Avery, I feel like I should tell y'all my side."
She did come up like, "You just ugly."
Yes. 47 degrees and cloudy.
Can I defend myself?
No! 47 degrees and cloudy and raining. A
I have
bit.
A reputation to defend.
You do.
Thank
but
you.
Not right now.
Thank you.
65 would be the high.
And your mic has just been cut since clearly you cannot be professional.
She can be professional.
Drink. She's high as a light bill over there. Look at her. Look at her eyes.
Not at all.
Look at them, bro. She ain't open tomorrow morning. On the roads, there's no accidents to report, but understand it's been raining all night. That rain was OD, too. Is it going to rain all day, Drake? Did you say that?
It probably going to rain for distracted. A good little. Hold on. Watch this rain. I mean, you got a little. Not. Yeah, a little bit, probably.
What?
It's a 48%, then it dropped down to 16. As long as there's percentage, you know, you can get a little drizzle.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
And don't forget, 81 degrees Friday. This place is just going in a handbasket. That's your 102 traffic jams. Good morning.
You know my girl got them glass contacts, so the light may be messing with her eyes, so they be a little low because of that.
No, it's because she sound like this.
Oh, hell no.
It's 6:37, y'all. 23 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. You're listening to the 3 Live Crew, and it is TV Tuesday, man. Might as well have a quarantine watch party. Everybody's locked down due to the coronavirus, and yes, there is a human trial for the vaccine underway as well, man. They're trying to get closer and closer to getting a vaccine for this coronavirus. But in the meantime, we're all stuck in our houses, binge watching on different shows. And Roxy and I right now are having a competition to see who watched the worst movie over the weekend.
It had to be me.
The movie I watched last night with my family, Roxy, was called Shark Night. Mm. And Ryan said she just wanted to see a movie about sharks. So we went to Netflix and put in sharks, and boom, Shark Night came up. We didn't even look at the ratings, the stars, the background on it, nothing. Just hit play.
Just jumped in there.
Oh, I mean, 90 minutes of the worst special effects. Hey, this dude got his arm bit off by the shark and then went back into the ocean because he was mad at the shark and fought a hammerhead shark and killed the hammerhead shark with one arm.
One arm?
Bro, yeah. And the special effects were so bad, he just had a hoodie on with his arm inside the hoodie. And you can see his real arm still in the hoodie, but it was off.
Arm was still in the hoodie.
Oh, what I tell you, it was the worst movie. The special effects, when you saw a shark in the water, like somebody just had a shark, a fake shark in the swimming pool or something, just doing like this back and forth and filming it. Oh, it was so bad. Has anybody seen Shark Night? Please call up here and let Roxy know. It is hands down the worst movie.
See, ever. Mine ain't had no special effects.
What you watch?
Freshman Year. Hmm. A movie called Freshman Year.
Hmm.
Boy, he's the son of a Nigerian preacher. And his daddy was real strict all during high school. So he go to college and he's supposed to get buck wild.
Yeah.
End up getting a girl pregnant. Oh, it's the worst.
Is it bad? It sounds pretty good.
It's the worst.
Did he get buck wild?
No.
He didn't get buck wild.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. His getting buck wild was taking two shots at the bar.
Ooh,
one night.
Now, why did you watch The Freshman? What made you watch this?
Freshman year.
What made you watch it?
I don't know. Yeah. I just did. Like, the preview got me.
Really?
Yes, the preview got me.
See, I like jumping in a movie without even watching the preview, man. Just jump in there. Just watch it. Just be engulfed and just every turn. And then you see a dude get his arm bit off and then tuck it inside his sweatshirt. Drank, is there something you like to add to TV Tuesday?
Watching Shaka Zulu with the grown eye.
Mm.
It's different.
Is it different?
They played Shaka, man.
How they play Shaka? I don't even remember that movie.
You know the British went over there and, you know, to talk to Shaka and stuff. But they swindled him out of land and stuff.
Mm.
Huh?
Mm.
That was just all in the plan to conquer.
Yeah.
And Shaka really was ignorant, could have killed all of them.
Yeah.
He could have went over there to that little settler, to that cape, and killed all of them because his army was so big and strong. Yeah. But he ain't know no better.
He didn't know.
He was too busy wanting war and killing his own people. Dang. They could have all banded together and...
Sound like current times.
Sound like, boy, that's what I said watching it last night.
Look at my boy. What you watching on TV?
Good morning. I wanted to let y'all know what I'm binge watching.
Okay, what you watching, family?
It's a show called The Containment. It's basically spelling everything what you need to know about the coronavirus.
The Containment. That's on Netflix. I saw a preview for that yesterday when I jumped on Bad Blood.
Yeah, you need to watch that, man. It's going to let you know everything.
Might have to check that out, family.
Y'all be blessed and have a wonderful day.
We got London on the track.
I should have known better.
It's 6:47, y'all, 13 minutes away from 7 a.m. You're listening to 102 Jams, your coronavirus info headquarters, 3 Live Crew.
Drake is out here breaking more records. He's now broke the record for the most appearances on the Billboard Hot 100. 208 entries on the Billboard Hot 100. His first one was 2009 with what song?
Wait. No.
Yeah.
It's the one we stole Soulja Boy's flow, ain't it? Drizzy back up in this thing. No. I'm ready. I don't have
no one.
I don't have a guess.
Best I Ever Had. Yeah, that was his first entry, May 23rd, 2009. He's now got 208. Dang. The latest entry was his new song with Lil Yachty, Oprah's Bank Account.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the mumblers about that, but I still haven't heard it. That's the one when Lil Yachty dressed up like Oprah. Up like Oprah, right?
Yeah.
Lil Yachty got a lot of backlash for that. I started, people just talking trash about it. You know, people going to make the comments about that, dressing up like a woman. But I started How High over the weekend.
How High 2?
How High 2. Yep.
Started it, you say. So you didn't finish it?
Cut it off. Shouldn't have messed with it.
Once they smoked the blunt that they found in the wall and it catapulted them into another parallel universe where Mike Epps was, at that point, I was done. I couldn't take
it.
I just couldn't. Then I kept hearing in the back of my head Lil Yachty saying how he don't even smoke weed. So that just started infuriating me. Because how are you and how high? That was meth and red. And we know how they burnt it down.
See me grabbing on my tootie. She told me smack. She said I got too many shows.
90,000 calls on hold yesterday at the airlines, folks. People trying to get refunds and credits. People trying to steal fly places. This whole thing is just crazy at this point, man. Coronavirus Info Headquarters right here, 102 Jams. 3 Live on your radio. Coronavirus! Two Jams let you know that today is St. Patrick's Day. A lot of people wearing green, wishing they could celebrate today, but of course, as North Carolina government has mandated, no get-togethers of 50 or more people.
Donald Trump said 10.
Donald Trump also called it the Chinese virus, so I'm really not paying any attention to him. Can you believe he said that, bro?
I've been broke so many times, I don't know what to believe.
Bling Helpline, 877-718-5543.
Here for you.
Idris Elba got the coronavirus. Just thought I'd let you know that.
102 Jams.
It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're listening to 102 JAMZ.
Y'all remember how much money we was talking about suing the baby for if we would have been the one that got smacked by him in the club that night?
Disclaimer, Roxy is hot this morning on hydrocodone. I just want to put that out there. Well, she's getting a stumbling all over her words and stuff. People are like, what's wrong with baby girl? I'm letting them know.
How can you let them know half of the story and not let them know the other half?
Because they don't need to know why you're on the hydrocodone. They just need to know that you're hot this morning.
Yes, they do.
You think so?
Yep.
All right. Roxy's passing a kidney stone. So to knock down some of the pain, they gave her hydrocodone. So instead of her staying at the house, she said she wanted to come in this morning. So she's droopy and loosey and goosey.
You know what? If this is how you want to talk about me.
Don't let him talk about you like that.
You see how he talked about me?
Are you serious?
You see how he talked about me?
See how excited he was to tell him you was on hydrocodone, but then when he told that story, it was real. Like, she up there, she up there.
Sir. Yeah.
Passing a kidney stone.
I'm doing it.
Is serious business.
Yes,
you know what? You've never passed anything.
He did.
I did. I graduated.
You've never passed anything in your life. Barely. You've never had to go through this. That's right.
But I did it. The hell what you talking about? Man, shut up. Don't try to jump on this side now.
This is pain like you've never imagined.
I did homework. I saw that it's painful. Some say it's even more painful than childbirth. I actually saw that. So I've been empathetic to you. I've been calling and checking on you and all of that. You said you was coming in this morning. I said, hey, take your time. You don't have to rush back. Take your time. But you said you wanted to come to work. So if you're going to come to work, damn it, work.
I can't.
Did you just say, I wouldn't expect you to say that. Supposed to be like, I can. See, I am doing my job. You're supposed to say,
I'm trying.
Supposed to come back like that. Like, I'm doing my job. Like, what were you? Yeah. I'm doing my job. Yeah. You're supposed to.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody cares about me and what I'm
now
going through.
Now you don't
Y'all
care.
Don't care about me.
I just went
and
got
what
you
I'm
water.
Going through. I just, and I need more. Ooh, please.
She just
Help
took down.
Help me.
What, you gave her a shot of water?
No, I gave her a pint. That's a pint. 16 ounces. She just took that down. That's a whole bottle. That's the same thing as a bottle of water.
That was full when you gave it to her?
Yes.
Damn. You got the cotton mouth?
I got to stay.
Man, I don't know what's going on anymore.
You got the cotton
I
got to
stay hydrated.
She does because she's trying to pass the rest of
I'm trying to get the stone out.
Who are you, Thanos? Listen, can you just tell us about the baby? Y'all like my business
I'd rather
reference.
Talk about kidney stones
oh
at this point.
Oh, my God. And apparently people on the phones would like to talk about that.
Because somebody's been through it and they know.
They know what? That it hurts?
Yes.
And they also know that you should probably keep your butt at home. But if you're going to go to work, guess what you should do? Work.
I can't.
See?
No,
I can't. Say I can't. I'm doing my job. You're supposed to say that.
Seven o'clock, y'all. Sorry about that. Three live on your radio. This is 102 Jams. Good morning.
Oh, me?
I love you.
I didn't know I was...
If anybody is looking for schools that are serving to-go meals to students... The keyword you should text is meals, M-E-A-L-S. Text that number to 336 area code 379-5775. Again, schools serving to-go meals to students. Text the keyword meals, M-E-A-L-S, to 336 area code 379-5775.
And yeah, I have someone sending me the information for the...
Do you have someone sending it to you?
Man, don't you do me like that, okay?
You got off. Now,
today, I'm enunciating.
Oh, okay.
You got yesterday, real newsy.
I'm to
say,
newsy, that's a new one.
You did.
But no, someone's sending me the sites of where they'll be feeding. You know, the emergency sites where you can go get food.
Okay.
Like, kids, we have the information for you soon, though. They sent it to me right now.
Okay.
And I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's real important.
Because there are some people who are working today.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know somebody who's not working today.
Who?
You!
Me?
That's who? Yes, you!
I thought you were going to say people like teachers and stuff and students not in school, so they can go eat at these sites.
I'm talking about people that actually go to their job and don't work. That's what I'm talking about. Those people.
I'm doing my best.
Who actually show up at work high as hell.
I've done that.
Show up at work.
Hold on, stop saying, hey, don't describe yourself in some of your jobs. You about to describe yourself. See, I got you out of that, didn't
Listen, no.
You
because
about to
anywhere I will show up to Sonic Shell.
Show up to Sonic Shell. Be done ate two burgers.
What?
Be done ate tater tots.
What?
I'm talking about you dipping out the little. But you
I'm working
on that grill.
I put the new 4Gs on the G. I drop into
Quake
the
up.
Bottoms on the knee. Cause I'm excited out the streets. I keep 100 racks since I'm a fake love to me straight up to my face.
If you would like a glimpse into the studio this morning, you can go to the 3 Live Crew Instagram page and you can see the ridiculous antics that Roxy is taking the show through this morning as she jumps up and down and sits on tables. And she has her biggest cheerleader, Drankins, in here. So you can see all of that on the 3 Live Crew Instagram page. A video has just been posted. So many negative stories about this coronavirus. So many people just, oh, man, I can't do anything. You're hearing about certain deaths, and you're just hearing about just trying to find vaccines. I got a couple feel-good stories about this coronavirus. Would you like to hear some?
I'll be the judge of
Come
that.
Come on with it.
I'm not sure if you've heard of the kindness postcards. Mm-mm. These things have been making their rounds on social media. It's a card that you print out and you put it in your neighbor's mailboxes in case they need assistance. Sometimes your neighbors may be a little older and they don't need to be going out to certain areas. So you put that in their mailbox and you just put your name and your phone number and it says to call you if they need grocery supplies or even just someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
That's all right. It's okay. I like the way people are being kind in these times. Story. Roxy, she's too high to respond right now. A landlord in Maine.
I just don't want you to say that about me.
That you're high?
I have a reputation.
I know, but you're high as hell right now.
But that's not 100% all the way the it. Truth.
You telling feel good stories to bring it back down.
Then bringing me back.
Feel good.
Okay. That fool fell out of chair.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I did not. My elbow slipped.
A landlord in Maine announced on social media that he's not charging his tenants rent next month. And he's calling on other landlords around the country to follow suit. I think that's a great idea.
Do landlords also mean mortgage companies?
Cause that's what I need.
Yeah. Cause I mean,
what I need.
Like, does that constitute a landlord, the mortgage company?
I'm not sure, but those are two good stories about things that are going on amidst this coronavirus pandemic. And I hope my landlord was listening. 26 minutes after 7.
What's his name?
Nathan. Hey, Nate!
My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.
Talk to her bus stop. Learn more at parknc.org.
731.
Will you be quiet?
731. 47 degrees out there and cloudy. 65 will be the high. And it's going to rain. It's going to rain a little. 49% in between 11 and 2. But then it drops down. So,
can you calm your girl Pookie down, bro?
Yeah, I am. See, I can't do that when you drop. See, you made her go back up. Call
Why
out.
Did you call me?
All right, cut her mic off. Cut her mic off. Just leave mine on. Cut.
It's an overturned vehicle.
See that laugh?
On Cone Boulevard.
All right.
East of 29 and North O'Henry Boulevard, right there at Sands Drive.
Can I defend myself?
No.
Also, slow traffic due to an accident on I-40 eastbound between Westgate City Boulevard, exit 217, and I-85 Business, exit 219. Finally, Smith Street, west of North Edgeworth Street at Spring Street. Hear that enunciation? There's an accident. Other than that, we're good. That is your 102 traffic jams. Gosh, enunciation skills on point.
I have a kidney stone.
Now, since you didn't get out of there. So you could have got out of there with the weather. But nah, you wanted to.
I'm taking medicine for the kidney stone.
Hands left, turn into L.
It's 7:36. We're 24 minutes away from 8 a.m. The microphone, you can actually pull it towards you and you don't have to jump up to the microphone.
You didn't have to say
I didn't want to make any noise.
I cannot operate this morning without letting the people know what I'm dealing with.
Well, okay? What are you dealing with?
I'm dealing with somebody here high out of their mind.
Not out of their mind.
Out
of their mind?
Almost.
Almost
out of their mind.
And say it's not me.
It's not drinking. I mean,
I'm on prescription meds.
Yeah, she is. She's on prescription meds, and I told her she did not have to come to work today. But this, I'm talking about, it's people calling up cussing because they got to work. Oh, told my girl she could stay home and fight it. Nah, she going to be here, but ain't doing a damn piece of work. Sitting here falling all over the place, sitting all on the table.
I did not fall.
You just fell and hurt your elbow.
My elbow slipped.
They on the IG right now, just quoting you. Am I on camera? With a big phone in your face. Yes, you're on camera.
You mad?
Just a little agitated. But I'm going to push through, sis. I only got two and a half more hours.
Me too. I'm going to push through, too.
And guess what? I can be done with this hell of a morning. Done with it. Matter of fact, if you're just listening right now, you think I'm just overreacting, listen to the 3 Live Rewind. When it gets loaded at 11 this morning, and you listen to the 6 o'clock hour, and check out your girl.
Uh oh, got you right there, Rock.
What he got?
Because he gonna get the good parts. Right, he gonna get all the good parts.
I don't have to get nothing. It's the whole show, unedited. They just gonna hear it for what it is. No interruptions with songs. It's just gonna be back to back to back to back. You sounding ridiculous.
Oh, sister. Oh.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Anyways, it is TV Tuesday, so we let people talk about shows that they're watching during this quarantine. A lot of people shut down. I watched Shark Night with my family last night. Horrible film. horrible. Gave it a D minus. I also started on Pandemic. Have y'all seen that on Netflix?
I saw the previews it, but for I didn't.
I started on that, man, and it's just basically saying it's basically what we're living right now.
It's a show?
Yeah, it's a series, but it's like a little documentary when they were chasing the swine flu and H1N1 and all those different. But no better time to watch it than right now. So I'm going to check out a couple more episodes of that when I get out of here.
It's a good time to go back and get your box sets out.
Your box sets?
Yeah, I got the Wire box set. First season, second season. I probably could stream it on the Fire Stick or something, but I mean, I got the box set right there. I got my DVD VCR combo.
Good morning.
So, you know, I heard you talking about How High Too.
Yeah, man.
Man, I'm calling it trash all the way. When they catapulted themselves to that universe, and did you see the teacher with the cornrows?
Bro, I'm telling you.
About the supervisor or whatever, the white supervisor?
Listen here. Once they catapulted themselves to that universe and Mike Epps introduced himself, I turned it off. I didn't watch man. A second, so I don't know what happened after that.
Man. That's all I can say, man.
Golly.
Nothing.
See, I think I need to watch it. I'm going to watch it just because for some reason here lately I've been enjoying watching bad movies. But that one hurt because I know people that's in the movie. And for that to be such a bad movie, like it just... Oof, it was a tough watch, bro.
Three Live Crew, if you hear me, don't do it to yourselves.
God, don't do it to yourselves.
I wasn't going
to
do
be
it.
More careful.
Got to be more careful. And Mike Epps' name is Baby Powder in Ha Ha 2. He back as Powder.
Nah, he ain't Powder.
That's the only cameo.
He ain't
dressed like Powder.
See, nah, he ain't Powder. Nah, he ain't. Do he got his assistant pimp?
No, he didn't have his assistant pimp.
Nah, that ain't Powder.
I couldn't follow through. Minutes to 8:00, y'all. 102 Jams is your coronavirus info headquarters. Hit us up for anything you may need to know. Drankins, as a matter of fact, I forgot. Drankins has some readings right now. Wait a minute. Sorry, Roxy. We'll be to you in a minute. Drankins, do you still have those listings of places that are aiding people today?
Yes, I do. Beginning Wednesday, March 18th, 32 sites throughout the county will provide meals for children ages 0 to 18.
Yep.
This will include lunch and breakfast. The sites will be open from 11 to noon Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. Locations are Alderman Elementary, Allen J. Middle, Archer Elementary, Bluford Elementary, Cone Elementary, Dudley High, Eastern High, Fairview Elementary, Faust Elementary, Hairston Middle, High Point Central High, Hunter Elementary, Irving Park Elementary, Jackson Middle, Johnson Street Global, Jones Elementary, Kirkman Park Elementary, Montlu, Moorhead, Northeast High, Oak Hill Elementary, Oakview Elementary, Parkview, Peck Elementary, Ragsdale High, Rankin Elementary, Southeast High, Swan Middle, Washington Elementary, Wellborn Middle, Western Middle, and Wiley Elementary.
And we will do our best to make sure these are on the Twitter page, the yes. 3 Live Crew Twitter page, as well as the 3 Live Crew Instagram page so that you can reference those if you need those. And, of course, it will be on the 3 Live Rewind this afternoon.
And I'm going to throw it on Facebook right now, man. So it's 32 sites, y'all. So
bet that. And, again, for kids that are hungry, text MEALS to 336-379-5775, and that'll let you know which schools are serving the go meals to the students. All right? I wish y'all could just see her just staring at us with just the strangest. She looked like one of the posters for Us. All she needed some scissors. I'm sick of her like that. Look at her. Take me to go shopping in Perry or go. The first human trial for the vaccine for coronavirus in the United States is underway. So everybody cross your fingers. Hope it works. We can get a vaccine for this and get back to lives as usual. It's 7:52, 8 minutes until 8:00. Today is March the 17th.
did Miss Tina spill the tea? Why you look at me like that?
Because you were far away from your microphone. Carry on.
Is this better?
Much better. Sorry, y'all. For those who are just now listening, Roxy is hot this morning.
Is this better?
And you.
Did Miss Tina spill the tea or no? That just put his fist up at me.
Who is Miss Tina?
Beyonce mama.
Oh.
So Tiffany Haddish, she puts up a picture of her and Common on her Instagram. The caption was, "Happy birthday to my friend Common. Love that you're willing to go on Groupon adventures with me. Hashtag paint and pour plus food." Now Miss Tina getting the comments, and what did she write? Beautiful couple. Heart emoji. Praying hands emoji. So now everybody thinks Tiffany Haddish and Common are together.
Beyonce mama just being a mama. You know, mama said if any mama across the country see two beautiful youngins together, oh, look at y'all.
Beautiful couple.
Y'all look beautiful together.
That's a good point.
And they going to put you together.
That's a good point.
And they will try to make it work.
That's a good point.
They'll sit y'all down. They'll sit you down with it. Now, what you do? And what you do? Look at them. Y'all both single. That's all she doing. Yeah. But she Beyonce mama.
So it's good.
And people going to run with it and just take it. But that's
so
all she was
nothing?
Doing.
So this is nothing say?
No, that's nothing.
Yeah, I'm with Drank on that. That's just mama being mama.
Yeah, she's just being a mama.
Okay.
Yeah. Any mama going to do that. Ooh, y'all look good together.
Yeah. Now, we just friends. Well, y'all, you sure?
I'm going to start cooking something for y'all right there. I'm about to whip something up for y'all. Y'all come in there and talk. Night calling in a phantom.
Remember at Arby's, we have the meats.
Here for you.
Happy St. Patty's Day to all my leprechauns out there.
102 Jams.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here doing our best to be your coronavirus info headquarters.
Most definitely.
Absolutely. Got somebody on the phone here. Good morning.
Yo!
Hey, I'm just getting out of work and I am tired and I'm talking about this virus and stuff. Like, can y'all answer a question for me? How can they do the venues with 10 people but make us go to work more than 10 people?
Where you work at? Now, you don't necessarily have to tell where you work, but what kind of job do you do?
On the dock with, you know what I mean, 100 people type stuff.
Now, you had a warehouse on the dock.
Yeah.
I don't really know how they're deciding what jobs are shutting down and how. Like, I know Aetna, they gave them the option to work at home. There are restaurants. Of course, a lot of restaurants are not allowing you to dine in. They're only allowing you takeout, so that cuts down on, the hours and the staffing there. Like, I'm really not sure how they're deciding what jobs are closing and what jobs are making their people stay.
And you got to know, there's a lot of greedy people out there. Some business is just going to wait until they say, look, shut down.
I appreciate y'all. I'm going to go in there and get some rest. I got to go back to work in a little bit.
Hey, the good thing, though, man, at least you still, getting you some money and some income in, because if they do shut your job down, like, are you on salary?
No, I ain't on salary.
See, so you in a blessed situation where
if they shut everything down, then everything got to be free then, Doc.
If they shut everything down, then what happens?
All bills got to be free then.
You would like to hope so, but it's no guarantees that has to happen. You would just like to think that these companies like Duke Power and Duke Energy and your landlords and stuff like that will be a bit empathetic to the situation, but they don't have to give you free bills.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You feel me? So even though you do have to work, just look at it as a blessing that you are still able to make some income during these times, because I'm pretty sure eventually everything going to be shutting down.
Hey, amen. Y'all have a good day.
You too, brother.
You too.
Well, he's gone now, Roxy, so. Drankins used to be the best cook at the group homes. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Let him tell it.
3 Live on your radio.
I used to whip it in the kitchen.
My boy used to whip it in the kitchen at the group home. Big shout out to everybody that worked one-on-one community support. And group home.
Shout out to everybody that did their notes on time.
Not shouting out myself. Tell him, man, I never forget that time that daggone went and daggone. What is it called? When
they get an audit?
Oh, man, they got audited and all my notes was copied and pasted, bro.
All your notes was copied and pasted.
All my notes was copied and pasted, bro.
And what they tell you, bro?
Oh, I had to sit there like I was there till like 4 in the morning rewriting, because they said, listen, either you rewrite all these notes or you reimburse all the money we paid you. And that was the time we was getting paid like $19 an hour.
God. Duh.
Just
that money was
down.
Spunt.
That money was spunt. I was riding around on that money.
Yeah, you was.
In a caddy. You heard me. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Well, you had that high gas for a youngin.
3 live on your radio. I hear the gas at Costco was $165.
At $165?
Who said it?
Costco.
They took a picture of it. My girl Lauren.
I seen the $195,
who,
$190.
Who said it?
My girl Lauren put a picture of. You know Lauren to be at the gym?
Yeah.
Let me see.
At the $165. Tell her bring her card through here.
Hey, Lauren, bring your card through here.
You got to have a card?
Yeah, you can't, you can't just roll
gas
up.
Gas at Costco, $165.
Hey, Lauren, bring me your card up here.
God, done.
I'm going to go inside Costco and grab me something, too, with that card.
So you're not going to do what you were supposed to do this break?
I was about to do it. I was about to. You want me to do it right now?
He keep bringing it up.
I keep bringing up what?
No. I'm just
my situation.
That you're not working today.
Making me laugh.
I'm
you
bringing
just
up
keep
the fact
bringing
that
up
you,
my situation.
I mean, you just kneeling over, just having random conversations. Dad, gotta have a car for Costco. That ain't the conversation. I'm sick of it.
Osama bin.
19 minutes after 9 o'clock. 3 live on your radio. B-Dot, Drankins, and Roxy is high out of her mind.
You know, they say these election times, like, you know, it just don't look good for Democrats. They've been saying that, right?
Yeah.
Throughout debates and all of that. And it doesn't look good. Because down in Florida, Andrew Gillum.
Oh, no.
Huh? Andrew, a former candidate for Florida governor.
You don't have to tell this story.
I don't.
Gosh,
I
no.
I do. He said, well, he told his wife he was going to Miami for a wedding.
God,
he was down in Miami for a wedding. But, you know, the police got called to his hotel room.
Mm.
And old Andrew Gillum was in there with a male escort. And the male escort had seemingly OD'd off crystal meth. There were baggies of crystal meth around. And Andrew Gillum himself, he was drunk out of his mind, y'all. Drunk out of his mind. And really couldn't even talk to the cops that day. When the incident happened. Now, he's done with the whole race. He's checked himself into rehab and all that. He's done with politics. Checked himself into rehab to get himself under control.
That is horrible. You know? I remember him, like, I remember rooting for him.
Yeah.
Why? Because he was black.
Oh, so you remember them down there in Florida? Yes, I do too.
Yes. He's an HBCU grad.
Yes.
He graduated from FAMU. Like, this was a big deal, bro. Like, he was supposed to be next. Legit was supposed to be next. And, of course, you got your conspiracy theorists out there saying
that he was set up.
Yeah.
Set up? How was that a set up?
I don't know, Drank.
He was in a room. How was that
what?
A set up?
Now, how you done been sleep? You done been sleep this whole break and gonna lean up to say something now when we say that man was set up.
Set up by who?
Hey, set up by the government. To have all them flaws and all that negativity just so he can have to do exactly what he did, which is give up his political aspirations, et cetera, et cetera.
Or he could have just been the one to set it up himself, Doc.
Yes, he could have. I'm not saying either way, hey, don't act like people can't get set up.
Do you believe his story?
That he was at a wedding?
Since his race. No. We don't. Since his race for governor ended, he says he fell into a depression that led to alcohol abuse. He witnessed his father suffer from alcoholism, and he know the damage and effects of it and whatnot, and why I can go untreated. But he say after his race and he lost,
yeah,
he fell into a little depression.
Yes. That's fair. I definitely think that's fair. But you also have a problem when you got, you know, your company ODing on meth and all kinds of stuff like that. It's deeper than
and
rap.
And he also said, now, I don't do methamphetamines, but there was several baggies in there.
Yeah.
You believe that part?
If that's what the man said, yes, I believe it.
Well, his little friend that was in there said something different.
All right, and your microphone just got cut off after a little friend that was in there came mama out your mouth.
Not the same word. Mama 17-5 same.
Look at Bill Rock in here talking about how Quavo was singing on that. We told Rock, when you listen to Migos, Quavo is first. Then it's Offset. Then it's Takeoff.
Yeah.
This right here, could this be part two of Old Town Road? Breeland right here with my truck. 26 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's 102.
You can drink my liquor, you can call my lady. You...
102 Jams, 3 live on your radio. That's my truck from Breland. It is TV Tuesday. Yes, I did finish Hunters. Episode 10, that last scene, who they had sitting at the table, definitely made my jaw drop. What you watching?
Right now, this Geico commercial is being broadcast across the...
50% off your installation. That's InvisibleFence.com.
8:34 in the morning. 47 degrees out there right now. A little chilly. A little chilly out there. 65 gonna be the high, Who said that? Gonna rain. Might still be raining. Might have slacked down a little bit. But in between noon and 3, it's like a 44% chance. So
I'll be asleep.
Get some more in between then.
That's a good nap time right there, that 12 to 3. It's an overturned vehicle in Greensboro on Cone Boulevard, east of 29 and North O'Henry Boulevard at Sands Drive. And in that Colfax area, it's serious accident. We're talking about if you were looking at your GPS, you know how like when it's real, real congested, it's red? This would be a red-looking area right here. Sandy Ridge Road, south of I-40, right there at Norcross Road, is red.
Red all around there?
And
red all around and around and around, red all around and around.
Why are you laughing?
Remember that song, The Hole in the Ground?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite rounds.
A pretty little hole that you ever did see. Oh, holes in the ground and the green grass grew all around and around and the green grass grew all around. There was a stomp. A pretty little stomp. That you ever did see. Oh, the stomp and the hole and the hole in the ground and the green grass grew all around and around and the green grass grew all around. There was this tree. Now, pretty little tree. That you ever did see. Oh, the tree on the stomp and the stomp and the hole in the hole in the ground and the green grass grew all around and around and the green grass grew all around. There was this hooker. A pretty little hooker.
New NBA, so more 2K.
What's your name? Got the spot. Trying to figure which deal I'ma take. I woke up a couple mil on my
22 minutes away from 9 a.m. on TV Tuesday. We're all on our quarantine and chill vibes. So everybody's just binge watching on all different types of shows, things of that nature. Told y'all earlier, I watched a movie called Shark Night. Arguably the worst movie I ever seen. Also finished Hunters. Very, very entertaining series.
You finished the first season?
I did finish the first season.
It's only one so far?
One so far.
Okay, good.
That last episode definitely makes your jaw drop. I'm talking to my folk Tyrone and my DMs and just the wolf character, just all of that and how it all came together. It was just ridiculous. Everything was ridiculous, and I can't wait for season two. Roxy watched her a horrible movie, which was...
Freshman year.
She says that's a must watch. Everybody make sure y'all go.
No, it is bad. It's a bad movie.
We watched Spies in Disguise again, too. Have y'all seen Spies in Disguise yet? Oh, that movie is so good, ain't it, Rob?
It's all right.
Yeah, it was just all right.
It was just all right?
I didn't see it. I was just copying my girl.
She's high on hydrocodone. She don't count, man. That movie was great. All Spies in Disguise was awesome, man.
JJ ain't really like it like that.
When Will Smith became a pigeon?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That movie was great.
Yeah. Said he didn't like it.
To the phones, what you watching? TV Tuesday.
Hey, Dad. I know y'all were talking about like movies and stuff to watch during quarantine.
Yep.
There's a throwback movie. Came back in 2011 called Contagion.
Yep. Somebody called up and just told us about that.
Okay, to the T, everything going on right now.
Dang, that's crazy. I'm going to check that out when
great
I get home.
Great movie.
That.
Started out in China and everything, just like this one.
God almighty. Came out 9 years ago.
All right, check it out. Y'all be safe out here.
It's always scary when movies from a decade ago are predicting exactly what we're going through right now. That is crazy, though.
Major fact.
Yeah. I appreciate you, mama.
No problem.
Yep, yep. Wait. 102 Jams, 3 Live crew rocking with you. And all morning long, we've been telling y'all, Roxy is high this morning on prescription meds. Mm-hmm. They are prescription meds. However, I mean, you know.
No, I'm not.
She's super loopy.
No, I'm not.
Loopy, I think, is a better word.
That's what I said. That's what I've been calling y'all morning, Loopy and Lucy Goosey.
Well, you've been saying hi.
Well, you
and
high.
I have a reputation.
Well, you are high. You could pass a drug test, though. So we're going to try to give her a segment. This will be her first segment since the 6 o'clock hour.
That is a lie.
Listen, folks.
That is a lie.
You can listen to the 3 live rewinds.
That is a lie.
It'll be up by 11 o'clock, and you can see how many breaks Roxy had today.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Don't go listening trying to judge me on my job.
All right,
birthday trivia. I got some celebrity birthdays and some clues.
If you know whose
birthday it is based on my clues, your name is your buzzer.
Oh, your energy is amazing.
And
today.
Shenanigans will get you points today. The more shenanigans, the more points.
But corn will get it taken away. Corny ones will get it taken away. Corny ones get it taken away. Add that. Corny ones get taken away.
Dot has received a point for shenanigans.
What?
Yeah.
And you have nothing.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Man.
First up, this guy is a reality star. A Kardashian.
Strike eyes. Strike it on the mic.
Come on the microphone. That was a good shenanigan, wasn't it? Was it a good shenanigan?
Okay.
Hey, Rob Kardashian.
Rob is right. I'm just give points for shenanigans. But I'm not going
to
tell you when I'm doing it.
You ain't going to tell anybody.
At the end, you'll see
you be doing
wins.
That. You be doing stuff like that.
All right, Rob Kardashian is correct.
You shush. Stupid.
Rob Kardashian is correct. Dot, to steal a point, how old is Rob Kardashian?
I got
to
check my dice. Not an answer.
Take a point away for the corny dice.
Take a point away.
Hold on, let me add up my dice.
Corny dice. See, you keep adding dice like a
37.
Dice. That's not right. That is incorrect. Drake, how old is Rob Kardashian?
Ain't even get 37. I don't know damn dice.
I kept rolling them.
Rob, 32.
That is incorrect. He 33. Close though.
Mm.
All right. Shut up. Okay, next. Mm. This chick, she's a Braxton sister.
Dot. Tamir. Tamar.
What?
No.
Yes.
It go to me. He got it wrong. It go to me.
Tamir. That was my shenanigans.
Tamar. He turned her into a Tony Braxton brother.
Am I right or wrong?
Tamir.
It is Tamar.
It ain't Tamir.
I know it ain't. It's Tamar. But in Russian, it's pronounced Tamir.
Rob, it is.
If you go to Russian, that's how they say it.
Okay, Drake, to steal a point, how old is Tamar?
Do you need some dice?
Nah, I don't need no dice.
All right.
I need a sip of my special water to get my point right, my mind right. Cause Tamir is 23. Tamir is. But Tamar.
Nah, don't be trying to go on.
Tamar.
Nah, don't be trying to use my shenanigans.
Tamar 38.
Don't try to come up on my shenanigans.
That's not right. No, that is incorrect.
Thank you.
Dot, how old is Tamar?
I need more water.
You know what I need. 42.
Spilled
water on myself. Trying to drink the water.
Well, you going all out for these shenanigans.
Mess me up.
Well, you shooting for the sky. 42 on the Tamir.
No, that's not right.
That's not right. 43. She 43 today. All right. I'm not going to tell y'all the score. This chick, she's a former swimsuit lingerie model actress.
Who?
Tyra Banks.
Incorrect. No.
Clue, please. For me.
Ice-T's wife.
Drake.
Hold on.
Coco. Coco.
All right. Dot, to steal a point.
Oh, I know this.
How old is Coco? Ice-T wife. They've been married for a long time, so I didn't think they was going to make it.
Hey, they made it, didn't they?
They made it.
44.
They got a baby.
44.
They do?
Yeah, they got a little girl.
44! God, listen to me over here.
She real light skin?
That is incorrect.
Thank you.
Yeah, the baby look white.
Today is
they both real life.
Opposite.
Okay.
Day.
Okay. All right. Drink to steal a point.
Coco got the
and
nice
win the game because y'all are currently tied. How old is Coco?
How old is Coco? Wait a second. Let me look it up.
What?
Let me look it up.
That's cheating.
Coco Ice-T wife.
Age. This doesn't count if you're trying to. This does not count.
She is.
I'm 40 today. Coco's 40.
They done gave me the wrong damn answer. Wait a minute. How did he look it up and still get it wrong?
They done gave me the wrong damn answer.
No, that was our shenanigans.
They done gave me the wrong damn answer.
Yeah, he wins. Because that's hell right there.
She 40. I thought he said the 40-year-old rapper. Oh, Ice-T 40.
The rapper?
Ice-T 40.
That really worth a damn.
Ice-T 40. Let me see how old she is.
Who wins today? Y'all, we done went and played the whole damn instrumental.
Of what?
Happy birthday song. That means we've been playing this game for 5 minutes, y'all.
Well, there were a lot of shenanigans.
Who wins?
Gosh, y'all actually tied with shenanigans.
This is unreal.
So now I have to ask the listeners to call me and tell me who won.
I'm going
to
just keep putting buttons over here.
Hey, I'm going to punch. I punched. He ain't gonna add that one to put me up above these bees and this stupid stuff he don't get. Girl, he don't get the market.
The only thing I can think.
Looking like you just trying to. This trip got.
102 Jams, 6 minutes until 9 o'clock. That's just Roxy screaming at Vegas like the mics aren't on, like we don't have a break to do. Well, y'all know she's still high this morning. So, first time she came to work high. Listen, this coronavirus pandemic is affecting everyone differently. Mm-hmm. Vegas, Roxy came in this morning high off her ass.
Okay,
and
this
been
is
high
not true.
All morning
Vegas,
long.
The slander on my name, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you.
You can't.
She was about to curse in between that sue you and then last one.
You can't sue me. Like, you're high. And you have been high since 6 this morning.
No.
I've got visual proof. I've got video on the 3 Live Crew Instagram page. Anybody can go. As a matter of fact, people are in the comments on a rating scale letting me know how high you are.
And they will get sued as well. I'm about to come up.
See how high she is? Thinking she's going to come up because people are telling her she's
I'm
high?
I'm about to come up.
See? Mm. And you hear her voice, Vay? Look at Vay. Vay say, I see something different. Yeah, she's high. Off her ass. To the point where we just played birthday trivia, and you didn't even get points if you guessed the name of the person right or if you got the birthday right. You got points for your shenanigans. So we had to let the shenanigans fly. It ended in a tie. So now it's up to you to tell us who you vote for, who had the best shenanigans.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Doing
hey,
great.
Boo.
Hey, Roxy, you feeling okay?
I'm all right, you know, making it.
I know, that's right. I was called to tell y'all. I think Dot won with all his shenanigans because of the diet.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
She gave a point to Dot.
Booyah. All right. Booyah to Dot, baby.
You should be quarantined, you corona victim.
All right, we going first to three.
Oh, now it's first to three. I thought it was first vote.
We're going first to three.
Good morning.
Vote for drink.
God, now Roxy is tight in there, ain't she?
She was, yeah. Well, ain't she?
Huh?
Vote for drink.
Oh, I can tell. I listen to y'all every day. You're tight today.
Hey.
Look, shut
she
up.
She won the shenanigans on that. She won the shenanigans.
Roxy won the shenanigans?
Dang, not Roxy anymore.
Oh, shoot. Oh, dang. I wasn't even expecting that. But
what the hell is going on?
I just
you
gave myself a point.
I didn't know she was in it.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and B.
All the hottest jams you just heard on 102 were brought to you by Oxner and Perkins.
Home. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here for you.
It's official. Howard University has canceled their graduation.
Canceled. 102 Jams.
Jams, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio, and that is DJ Lil Vegas doing his Thug Thizzle in the breakfast mix. It is 9:13, just 13 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning.
Still out here doing our Thug Thizzle, too, ain't
all
you?
Doing our Thug Thizzle.
Thug Thizzle still out here rolling.
Just saw a post that says, to all my teammates, coaches, executives, and staff, Coach Bilichek, RKK, and the Kraft family, and the entire organization, I want to say thank you for the past 20 years of my life and the daily commitment to winning and creating a winning culture built on great values. Fast forward. Our team has always set a great standard in pro sports, and I know it will continue to do just that. Although my football journey will take place elsewhere, I appreciate everything that we have achieved, and I'm grateful for our incredible team accomplishments. That is straight from the Instagram of one Tom Brady, who pretty much confirmed that he will not be, after 20 years, a New England Patriot next season.
But really, though, how much does he have in the tank left?
Well, I'm interested to see. Like, he's going to be 40, what, two?
How much money 41? Does he expect to get on this next contract?
Oh, not trying to get big money. So that's what I'm saying. Like, but why is he still sticking around? Is he trying to go to a contender?
Yeah. Got to be.
Can't go to Tampa Bay then.
Oh.
Now, Tampa Bay are really courting him.
Tampa Bay's not bad. They have some pieces.
They do.
They have some pieces.
But are you thinking right now, is that somewhere you want to go to compete for a Super Bowl?
No.
In the same division as the Panthers and the Saints? And
I mean, he probably wants to retire in Florida. So I'm just going to be
or
there.
Or L.A. Could go out there with those Chargers.
Now, that would be a good move.
And I heard word that the Rams are actually talking about possibly trading Gurley.
Tom Brady at them Chargers, though, automatic contender for real.
You like that?
They got a lot of good pieces.
They do have a lot of good pieces.
A lot.
Roxy shakes her head no.
No, I agree.
You do agree? You like him with the Chargers?
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see exactly where he goes, man. Back to you, Vegas. I love this blend. This blend made me feel like I can whoop somebody's ass. Like if I was that gone in a black trench coat, this would be my theme music, just walking down any street.
You got on sunglasses?
You feel me? Yeah, I got on sunglasses.
Yeah, you got on your shades?
With some black gloves.
You got a hat on?
I do. I see myself with a top hat, B-Rock.
A top hat?
Yeah. And I'm just smooth. I'm just floating like I'm on an escalator, like them drunks in the airport that you just glide on. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm walking through when I hear that damn plane.
You went from ass whooper to detective when you put the top hat on. That's more Sherlock Holmes-ish. You should have went with like black beanie or something kind of.
Right now, this Geico commercial is being broadcast across the radio.
Census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
9:30 out there, 9:30. About to get y'all 8:30.
Tighten up.
9:30, 49 degrees out there, y'all. And we got a little rain today. Got a little rain today through the afternoon hours. You know, a little 63% chance now, so it's going to rain. High 65. Going to be a pleasant rain, though. You can leave your windows up. Yeah.
Oh, at the house.
At the house, because you know the weather. Yeah. It's not chilly. It's 65 rain, yeah.
You can hear it outside. You
smell that good rain coming through. Woo. Don't it feel like that rain smell deodorize your house? Like you get all them odors out of there.
Yeah.
And then you get, all
right. It freshen up the house. I get that. In Clemens, is an accident on Louisville, Clemens Road, south of I-40, right there near Market Center Drive. Also in the Colfax area, Sandy Ridge Road, south of I-40 at Norcross Road, we have an accident there. Other than that, looking good out there, man. I'll keep it up. That's your 102 traffic jams.
Oh, hell no.
102 jams, 9:34, man. It's free for all, final hour. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if I missed it, but about the food for the kids, is there any like volunteer opportunity to give back? Do you know anything about that?
You mean for you to go volunteer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, if anybody listening does know of any places where people can volunteer, please hit us up and let us know that.
I would probably say no.
Yeah, and just be mindful. A lot of places are being cautious of letting people in who don't already work there already, you know what I'm saying? Just to keep down on the, you know, so I understand your heart is in a good place. What I would suggest is checking on those around you who you know are less fortunate.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was telling y'all earlier about the kindness postcards. You get those, you put your name and your phone number on there, and you put them in mailboxes of elderly people or people who are, you know, who may be sick. And then if they need somebody to talk to or need somebody to run groceries for them or supplies, they can hit up that number. I see a lot of people doing that.
Okay, thank you. That's what I do.
Hey, no doubt, Mama. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
It's 9:38, y'all. 22 minutes away from 10 a.m. Good morning.
The artist formerly known as Childish Gambino dropped some music just randomly over the weekend, and his fans went crazy. Donald Glover. There was this website, DonaldGloverPresents.com, and on it was just a stream of a bunch of music, but it was like all just one continuous track. Like, there was no identifying markers to let you know when one song ended and when another one began. Like, you just had to listen.
Yeah.
And it was all there. His fans were super excited. And now all the music is gone. So nobody has any clue as to what he was actually doing. They don't know if it was some kind of mistake, if it was on purpose, was he just teasing for something? Yeah. Nobody knows at this point. Nobody knows.
Oh, clearly we know what it was.
Who cares?
He was just doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's why I say, who cares? Everybody's doing it.
Like, it was only there. It was only on that website, DonaldGloverPresents.com. You couldn't find it on any other streaming platforms. Yeah. It was nowhere else, and now it's not even there.
They're only doing it to themselves.
Pretty smart, if you ask me.
They're only doing it to themselves.
How, bro?
They do all these shenanigans, and they create all this hype. And then the day comes. And you're like, yo, like, the music just ain't matching the hype.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I ain't heard nobody singing nothing from that Megan Thee Stallion, that
Sugar.
That girl sat up there and caused all Sweet. That. Talking about, shit, they won't let me come out. They won't Sugar. Let me come out. Yeah. They blocking me. All them shenanigans. Boy, I ain't seen or heard nothing. I remember hitting them all with a whole team.
13 minutes and it will be 10 a.m. 3 Live Crew on your radio. Drankins. Roxy Howell for ass. Beat out here, and we're just here to have a good time today.
Crashing.
Damn, my girl crashing. Ain't on no coffee or nothing. Just don't hide the coat on.
Everybody out there, Roxy's crashing. She needs a fix. Scratching her arms.
Y'all should have saw her earlier around the 7 o'clock hour when she was rubbing her arms and rubbing her shoulders and stuff.
And swaying back and forth like a mighty cloud of joy.
Bro, that's when I called the Pookie. That's when it was, oh, that's when it was at the height.
It's like a mighty cloud.
If you missed any of that, you can check out the 3 Live Rewind.
It really is crazy that you can get this stuff legally.
You went through one today, Rock. You went through one today. I'm glad I experienced it. Just watching you high for 4 hours was very, very entertaining. It was a bit annoying because, you know, you had a job to do and you sort of left me hanging, but the entertainment factor was there.
I loved it. I'll never forget it.
I can't imagine somebody just doing it to do it.
They do.
I'm just glad I can see your whole eyeballs now.
They do.
Because for 3.5 hours, there was just little slits in your face.
You can't control it.
People just go get those. Nothing wrong with them at all, Roxy, and they just go.
What were you feeling when you hopped up on the counter and sat Indian style,
Indian
though?
Style.
Like, when you'd, like...
Were you outside of yourself?
Could you see yourself? Like, were you... Yeah, like Drank said, were you outside of yourself? Could you see yourself looking ridiculous?
No.
Could you feel yourself looking ridiculous?
No.
You just felt free.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the scary part.
Yeah.
Because you feel great.
Yeah.
You don't feel any pain. You're not hurting.
Are you going to drop
okay,
home?
Stop.
I hope
stop.
So.
No.
Gosh. Stop talking about it. Somebody make somebody relapse.
No, I don't
somebody
know.
Out there
but
heard
no,
it. They was like, ooh, I got to go get me some.
No, don't. No, I'm not trying to talk about it in that way, no.
Hey.
I'm not trying to encourage anybody.
You somebody remember that feeling. Somebody remember that feeling.
You got pills for sale.
No.
You got pills for sale.
But now I'm crashing. Like, it's not. It's awful.
I think you should drive home. Just put it to the test, man. Just go balls to the wall. Balls to the wall.
Why would he say that?
Just drive home. I'm going to follow you.
Don't y'all worry about that. Chris come to get her, y'all.
Just drive home.
Chris come to get her.
Please, let me follow you.
You don't care about me at all.
Hey, Chris, bring me a burger.
Yeah.
A double Big Mac. No salt.
Man, what? Smoke till I'm high. Castle on the hill. I know I'm super fly. It's 9:53, y'all. 7 minutes, and it will be 10 a.m. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was calling to tell you that the Clark County Courthouse is closed down for 30 days. Courtroom 1A and 1C. Figured that was something everybody would want to know.
Done right, they want to know, especially absolutely. Everybody name on the docket. Your name on the docket.
Yep.
Well, you just got hype.
Dang.
Let everybody know, call up there. They should be sending out letters to let them when a new court date. So.
How does that work, though? Like, what about people that's in jail, and today they was going to see the judge so they could get their bond or something so they could get out of there? They just got to sit for 30 days?
I guess so.
God almighty.
I think if you're supposed to get out, I think they got to let you out.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you haven't done anything else to be held, they got to let you out. Like, you're a free man now. Like,
if you're...
That would make sense, but, you know, it's Forsyth County Courthouse. I'm not really sure.
But what I'm saying is, what about if you were going to get your, like, if you were having a bond hearing?
Oh, or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, you're already in trouble, so you just got to sit down. You get your bond hearing when it's time to get your bond here.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but if you were supposed to go today to get your bond here, to go before the judge and see what your charges were and see what your bond was going to be and all of that, and that was supposed to be today, and they close in the courts, do you not get to go today? You just got to wait 30 days?
Yes.
That's horrible.
This is my thing. How is that horrible? How is that horrible when you did something to be in jail?
I mean, I understand, Drake. You act like you just so perfect and always been so perfect.
No, I'm not talking about I'm perfect, dog. But you asking somebody to feel sorry that somebody got a...
I'm not saying feel sorry, but I'm just saying that is tough as hell. Like, what if you go to jail for something? What if you got a larceny charge? You got locked up last night, and you got to see the judge first thing this morning, and they cancel the judge. You got to sit in jail for 30 days for a larceny charge? Like, that is trash. That is horrible. You got to hate that. That super, super sucks is all I'm saying. I'm not saying that they didn't do something to put themselves in that situation, but damn.
They can't do the little video hearings? What about them?
I don't know, a video or a voice, a call hearing, or whatever. I don't know how that
works. Dang.
Gosh, you know what? Matter of fact.
I got that this morning. They said they shut it down for 30 days.
Because Jason Keefe said they shut down Guilford County for 60 days. I mean, like, they were shut down for 2 months. So I'm going to hit him up, man. And we're going to have Jason Keefe on tomorrow, and we'll see exactly
what does it mean
when the court say they're shut down for 2 months. Like, If you just get arrested for anything over the next month, when they take you downtown, you just stuck there until court reopens. That can't be the case, can it?
That shouldn't be the case.
It shouldn't be.
Hey,
look at no hard drink. Hey. Yes, it should.
Y'all understand? Man, when I got in trouble, I went down there and did what I had to do and sat in there that whole weekend for a silly old violation. Man, everybody hearing that?
Three for the three life crew.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.